All right, good morning, hockey fans. Steve Silver from Las Vegas Sun out at Wranglers training camp, day number one. First day for head coach, general manager, and everything else under the sun, Ryan Mougenel. Coach, how did day one go?
You forgot Carpenter. I'm good with the tools too. It was good. You know, like I think a lot of the guys had some obviously long travel days, and it was good to kind of come to the rink and get playing hockey again, and just kind of get the let out, get the hands going again. And guys are in new gear. That's always kind of always an Achilles heel for guys, new gear. But overall, I'm impressed with not only the talent, but the type of people that we have here. So I'm excited.
All right, coach, and it's early. 6:30 in the morning, whatever you guys started, but there are a bunch of fans out here and already swarming you, wanting to get to know you. You're the man of the town. What's that like?
The man of the town. Well, yeah.
It's day one. You got people
swarming. Yeah, you know what? I think it's a testament of, one, the hockey community here in Las Vegas, and it's alive and well. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people kind of when I first got here, and, you know, we've got, I think it's Matt, is it Matt Zucker? He's playing for the under-18 team. He's from Las Vegas. He's going to be probably a first or second rounder this year, and it's a testament of the people in the community that have put a lot of time in with that kid. So, you know, it's an amazing thing. There's a lot of kids from Las Vegas that are going on to play, and the hockey community is alive and well, and it just shows that these fans are pretty passionate about their team here in Las Vegas. And for me, it's encouraging. They've already kind of given it to me about our power play, so...
There you go.
Yeah. So it's good. At least we have a lot of coaches too around town. So yeah, no, it's great, and I'm excited to meet as many people as possible and get the word about, you know, what a great thing the Wranglers are in this community.
Yeah, you've been talking about community since you've been here. Is that part of it? Being out, you know, visible, the team visible, and just getting the name out, and maybe getting younger guys interested in getting on the ice here.
Yeah, like it. For me, I'm a passionate guy about minor hockey. I teach a lot of it, and I love hockey. I think it's a great game. I think it's not only a great sport that I love. I think it attracts great people, and we've got Americans, we've got Swedish guys, you know, we've got Canadians, and you know, these guys have been together for a day, and you can already see them all kind of hanging out and joking around, and that's kind of what the game does. It brings, you know, people together, and I'm big on the guys getting out in the community, talking about the team. We need to, and I'm not pulling any punches. We need as much help from the community as we can. Just like everything right now in our league and across the board, it's been a struggle, and this summer's been real tough. So we're going to need as much support from corporate, from people walking up and getting tickets, and more importantly, the media. That guy's got to extend a little bit more,
right?
A little bit over the net. But we've got to do a better job of getting out there, and that's as a general manager, I think that's part of my job, and it's part of the guy's job.
Does that come with success? I mean, do wins get people out there? What do you,
at
this level, what do you got to do?
I don't know what we got to do. I mean, they've obviously had great teams here in the past, and Gully's done an amazing job of having amazing teams, and our league is, you know, you're going to see American League teams. Like Bakersfield had 9 guys sent down the other day, and the quality of player in our league is going to go way up. I mean, tomorrow our team's going to be that much better. A guy like Watkins, a guy like Franks get here. I just signed Robbie Bina. These are all American League players without jobs. And, I don't know what it means getting out in the community. I know for me, it's important to me. It's going to be important for the guys that play for me.
And I mean, how about yourself? Las Vegas. It's a big, big move for you. what's the city been like?
It's been great. I mean, to be honest with you, and I don't want to use the cliche, but I've been very busy. I haven't really had a lot
right.
of.
Right, he's at the craps tables every day.
Well, I wish I made enough money to be at the craps table, but I unfortunately I'm not much of a gambler. I'm more of a kind of sit down in McMullen's pub and have a beer and kind of shoot the breeze with you, but. I have actually a real good friend in
town. Could
be
a commercial there.
Yeah, you know what? McMullen's Pub.
Yeah.
I could throw
they should sign you.
Yeah. But I have a real good friend that I played minor hockey with here who lives here in town, and it's been great kind of getting away from the rink and talking with him from time to time. So I've enjoyed it. I can't wait to get out and and celebrate the town a little bit with the guys, that's a big part of it too. It's a big part of me, and that's who I am. I think you kind of could probably gather that I enjoy being around the guys and want to celebrate the victories together.
All right, well, again, Steve Stoller from Las Vegas Sun with head coach Ryan Mugenel. We'll be back
next time with a hoodie from the Las Vegas Sun.
Maybe. Log on, lasvegassun.com. We'll have more updates throughout training camp. Thanks, coach.
No problem.